Canyon County. He's going to be showing up, showing what he's got for the Dominican Penguins. He's going to be wearing the number 31 right next to his freshman accomplice, I should say, 34, Xavier Muldrow. So much hype about Xavier. It's great to get young freshmen coming in who have a lot of juice about them, and Xavier looks to be juicy playing in this game. Also, we got Joel Ivintosh, Ari's little brother. He's going to be suiting up for the men's Penguins tonight. Joel looking to be a good player. Ari, you know, if he's from that same gene pool, they got the same stats, the same the same skills, and I'm loving. It's nothing better when you get two of one. I wish Adam had a twin, but he has a brother, Ray Chavis, who's just as savage on the court.
Yeah, Ray all Adam. Day Ray in the house right now, warming up off to our left. Now, the Penguins will be sitting right in front of Jet Jackson and myself. Penguins off to our right. We are high above the area of play at center court, looking down, right, just about straight down on the middle of the on the middle of the court. Jet and I are sitting high on the eastern wall here at Dominican University of California, calling this game worldwide. Yes, from the Conlin Center, broadcasting live worldwide from the San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Jet, we're broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. Tomorrow night, Penguin women are going to tip off at 5:30 as Oregon Institute of Technology will be in the house. And then the men will tip off at 7:30. Jet and I will be here for that game. For those games, I should say. By the way, Jet, the OIT men, number one in the nation. So the Penguins are going to have their hands full tomorrow.
Yes, sir. They are going to have their hands full tomorrow. But we got the squad this year, I'm believing. And what I'm hearing from the basketball guys who don't live too far from I do, they're telling me they're really excited about this season, that we're looking to go ahead and show a lot of competition. And you know what? They're happy to be here in front of the pro, in front of the home fans. And they've been telling me all day, show up to the game, show up to the game. I said, I'm going to be at the game. I'm calling it for you guys.
That's right. Yes, tomorrow night it'll be the OITs in the house. Number one men's basketball team in the nation, at NAIA Division II basketball. Penguins will see how they match up against those guys. Penguin women at 5:30, men at 7:30. But tonight it's Southern Oregon in the house. Men only tonight, just one game. And the Penguins, the Penguin men under head coach Brad Savani are 1-1.
Yes,
let's see, SOU is 1-0. So they've had one game so far, and they're batting 1,000, Jack.
Yes, sir, they're batting 1,000. And, you know, I have to say that the Penguins are definitely impressive. I mean, there's a lot of players that didn't get to compete in that game, so who knows what would have happened if we had all our starters on there. As I said, we had some eligibility and paperwork issues in terms of registration for players, but we want to get that all squared away so there's no controversy and nothing. Our guys can be straight up and ready to play, and now we can start that. We almost have all our starters back. As soon as we get all these guys back on the court, though, it's going to be straight exciting, Stu. I'm telling you, we got a team that's just juiced, and they want to make a run for the national championship.
Well, the Penguin men are the reigning CalPAC champions. Of course, Mike Wells and Matt Ferrer are both on the bench tonight with injuries, as Jet mentioned. But the Penguins have a pretty deep squad this year. A lot of new faces, and several of the upperclassmen who are known factors in the CalPAC, including number 21, Adam Chavis, CalPAC Player of the Year. Our NAIA sanctioned referees are in the house, Jet. They're walking across the court right now toward Press Row. That's Tony Fry, Melvin Landry, and Patrick Edwards. Those three guys are sent down from the main offices of the NAIA, and we will have the national anthem and the starting lineups for you next, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Tommy Christensen is in the house.
Yes, sir.
One of the great point guards in DU history, graduated about 04, Tommy. Well, this guy right in front of me, Jet, was one of the great point guards in DU history. He could throw the ball like a overhand hard ball.
Well, we can use every help we'll get. We wonder if Tommy can go ahead and throw on a jersey for us tonight. I know Tavani wouldn't mind it. So we're really looking forward to it.
Coach Vic in the house. 1 minute to go, fans. Opening night.
Yes, sir.
One of the old coaches for the Penguins squad. Before you were around, Jet, but back when the Penguins won their very first championship right here in 2003. Penguins have won 5 championships altogether. And we're inside of a minute, fans, before the national anthem, the starting lineup.
Yes, sir.
And opening night right here at the Conlin Center. Jet, didn't mean to interrupt, sorry.
Oh, it's all good. My roommate Cam Parker was, as a matter of fact, a part of that, one of those championship teams his freshman year. He graduated last year. Didn't play for the basketball team for his last few years. Decided to go ahead and pursue and focus more on his academics. Cam, a great basketball player, can do nothing but talk about how great those teams were of past and how much he appreciates this team now. On the campus of Dominican University.
See if we can't get the overhead for you here.
Between Southern Oregon University and your Dominican University Penguins. Dominican University of California welcomes all players, officials, and spectators to tonight's contest. As a member of the NAIA and the California Pacific Conference, we are committed to the true spirit of competition. We ask each of you to create a positive environment in which our athletes may participate, our officials may work, and you, the spectator, may enjoy. Please enjoy tonight's game. Tonight's game, play-by-play, is being broadcast live on Penguin Radio, worldwide on the internet at radio.dominican.edu. And now, let's get the starting lineups first for Southern Oregon University.
All right, Jet, let's get to the starting lineups now for the Raiders out of Southern Oregon University. Their head coach is Brian McDermott in his 13th season. He's assisted by Jeremy Buck and Don Guy. They're going to be sending out number 5, Corey Marr. He's a forward at 6'6". He's 225 pounds, same as you, Jed. He's a senior.
Yes, sir.
Number 10 is Humphrey Jackson, a guard at 5'11". He's a 160-pounder. I don't know why they have the weight on here, but I kind of like that. I've never seen that before, at least on a DU roster. He's a junior, by the way, is Jackson.
So it's like a heavyweight bout.
Number 14 is Josh McDermott. He's a 6'6" senior. Jared Childs, number 15, at 6'1", is a junior. And Austin Wolfer, number 35, at 6'7", Jed. He's a sophomore, and he's out of Woodburn, Oregon. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani in his 4th season, he's assisted by Lee Cretion, Brandon Davis, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, and Scott Springhorn. Number 5 is Adrian Valderrama, a 5'8" senior out of San Jose. Number 12 is Ari Ivintosh, the CalPAC Player of the Week last week. At 6'2", Ivintosh is a junior out of Weimar, California. Number 20 is Chris DeMarco, a 6'6" senior. And he's playing forward tonight, getting the start tonight out of Appleton, Wisconsin. And again, a big shout-out to Patty. Number 23 is all-day Ray Chavez, the 6-footer. He's a senior out of Hayward. Chavez getting the start tonight. And rounding things out for Coach Tavani, number 42 is Ryan Trammell, the 6'5" senior. Trammell in there, 205 Jet, out of Oceanside. Penguins doing the shuffle out there. Penguins are jacked. They're going to start occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center, attacking that southern hoop. We'll now take you to the time of the evening when we bring you the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. Penguins got pumped a little early there, Jet. They usually do that after the national anthem.
I'm telling you, they're juiced, dude.
You like that feedback, Chet?
Oh, wonderful.
You like that, then you're going to love this.
It was piercing.
Wait a minute. Oh, man, I was all pumped to do this just on cue, and I kind of goofed it up. Let me try it again. Okay, one more time, Jet. Check this out.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
That's right, Jet. You heard the coach, folks.
Yes, sir. You're the voice.
This is opening night, 20 minutes on the overhead clock. We've got the head coach with the promo to start things out, Ivintosh, Trammell, Valderrama, Chavez, that's Ray Chavez, and Chris DeMarco out there. DeMarco, the new guy on the squad, 6'6" seniors. DeMarco, heard a lot of great things about him around campus the last few weeks. Jet, it could be a very exciting night, seeing what DeMarco is going to bring to the squad. We've got Trammell in the middle. That's Ryan Trammell, and he's going up against the 6'6" Corey Marr for the tip-off. The officials are over at the scoring table getting things started. There's just some sort of an electricity problem, I guess, with the possession arrow, Jet. So until they can get that fixed, they're not going to get this game going. And now Brandon Davis to the rescue. Okay, good. B. Dave. Here, why don't you take over for a sec, Jet? I got to find something.
Yes, sir. Trying to fix this transition arrow right now, but men's basketball team just standing in wait. I see this as sort of, I guess, the quiet before the storm, Stu. As the men's team's going to go ahead and try to get the tip-off started. Looks like we got stuff straightened away, so we're going to get started.
There we go. I was looking for our theme music, and now that I found it, they found the electricity, and we are underway, folks. Opening night from the Conlin Center.
Yes, sir.
Radio.dominican.edu. Trammell tips it out. Penguins moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your keyboard, from the north to the southern end. And now Ivan Tosh has it after Trammell tipped it out to Valderrama. Now Ryan, top of the key now is Valderrama. Adrian now dribble drive, left side of the key. Goes in, two steps, throws it away.
Goes ahead and gets the steal that time from Southern Oregon. That's something we have to see first off for your men's Penguins.
6'7", Austin Wolfer stole it away after Valderrama with the two-step and drop. 19:30 to go in the first half, fans. Southern Oregon's got it. There's no score yet and a whistle. And it's a turnover, unforced error on the part of the Raiders. And it looked like the Oakland Raiders there, Jet, giving that thing up. The Penguins with the ball now, moving from our right to left.
Oh, don't get me started on the Oakland Raiders.
All right. All right, DeMarco to bring it in now. Where's number 20? That's Nate Rogoff's old number.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully Rogoff's listening out there. Graduated last year. Great 4-year Penguin was Rogoff. But now DeMarco has a number. DeMarco's about a foot taller than Rogoff was, FYI. We're 45 seconds into this game. The Penguins have the ball. There's no score yet. DeMarco sets up a big screen. Now he takes a three-point land, dribble drive, gets it inside to Trammell, up off the glass, and Ryan banks one home.
Yes, sir. That's the senior Ryan Trammell. Go ahead, getting it done.
And that's the first time I've been hit in 8 years, Jet. The ball came right up and knocked my fan off.
Yes, sir. Ari gave us a little bit of a souvenir there. That's Ari Ivantosh, number 12, returning junior here for your Penguin basketball.
Yeah, that's
team.
The first time I've been nailed in 8 years, Jet. You saw it. Just got whacked right in the left leg, not even looking.
You should have done the Matrix, Stu.
I know.
That.
I know. I should have gone slow-mo. All right, 2-0. Penguins on top. We're early in this one, folks. Men only tonight. Around the outside of the key now. The Raiders are moving the ball nicely. Bunch of big dudes, Raiders. Much bigger than the Penguins. The turnaround jumper softly floated in there by Jared Childs. Doesn't go down. It's hauled down by DeMarco. DeMarco with a nice rebound. Good work up to Ryan. And Trammell's got the first four for the Penguins, Jet. It's 4-0 DU on top, 18:28 to go. First half action, fans. Jared Child, the point guard, brings it up now. He's up on the right side. He goes top of the key, whips it over to Marr. Now left side, dribbling back toward the center is Jackson. Jackson dives up. Oh, and a travel on Jackson after Valderrama stuffed an arm in there, Jet.
Yes, sir. Valderrama's Adrian is playing great ball here. He's a guy from San Jose, California. Went to Piedmont Hills High School, which historically has a great football, great basketball team, I would say, down there, as well as football.
Yeah, they might play
San Jose, California.
DeMarco now's got the ball out on the right wing. Now over to Ari, way out on the wing. Ari stutter step, got the hose high. Ivan Tosh back outside to Valderrama, top of the keys, right between the circles now. Jesse Mazza is in the house, fans. Here's Valderrama, goes in outside. Ari for three on the way. Oh, deep. Hauled down now by Marr. Marr flings it across the court to Childs, who brings it up the left side. He's got Valderrama by about 8 inches. Valderrama's all over him, though. Adrian's already stolen the ball at least once tonight, maybe twice. Now the dribble drive, very high off the glass. Hauled down by Ryan. Trammell now, Valderrama. Tipped out. Valderrama gets it after the tip. He brings it up and over to Ari. Ari with a stutter step. Ari softly off the glass. Too much. That's two in a row by Ivan Tosh. It'd have been too much. Rebound Marr. They bring it back up. The Raiders have got it. Here's McDermott, top of the key, back over to Marr. Marr now flips it across to his guy. That's Childs. Back up. Childs dribbles with the right hands. Holds up the left two fingers, indicating the play. 4-0 DU. We're coming up on 17 minutes. Childs with a floating jumper. Softly, nothing. Can't get it. Hauled down by Wolfer and a whistle, and he traveled with it. So the Penguins get it again, and the Penguin cheerleaders love it, Jet.
Yes, sir. The Penguins are doing a good job of playing good defensive basketball right now, Stu, and being quick getting on the boards.
Up on his feet for the first time tonight is Tavani. He's already screaming like a caged animal. I love it, Jet. I love it when Tavani paces like a rabid dog, rabid penguin perhaps. Here comes Valderrama. He brings it up after after DeMarco brought it in. DeMarco's got it top of the key. DeMarco drives in. Oh, the Raiders aren't looking for it. It goes right between Ryan's legs and into the hands of Childs, who takes it the distance. Left-handed layup, softly good. 4-2, DU on top. There have been no scoring in a couple of minutes there, Jet. 16:36 to go as DeMarco will bring it in. I don't know why the clock is still rolling and the ball is not even in play.
Yes, sir. Well, they're playing good defensive basketball. They're playing great defensive basketball here tonight. Childs showing a little bit of his athleticism there, getting the bucket.
There's DeMarco now. He takes it out with a blind no look. Blind and no look. That's both of them. The turnaround hook shot by Dr. T, Ryan Trammell.
I don't know if we can call him Trammell or Kareem. That was just a beautiful hook shot coming from Ryan Trammell.
That was, that was classic Dr. J. 6-2. Back in there now is Childs. He drifts in. He flings it outside all the way over to McDermott, but after the whistle. 6-2, DU right under the hoop will be Southern Oregon bringing it in. Right under the hoop they're attacking. They've got it right underneath. They get it inside. Now the soft, quick jumper is Humphrey Jackson for two, and that goes down 6-4. With 15:55 to go. Here's Adrian. Adrian with some nice hand control. Good ball work. He drifts over to the left side. They get it to Ryan, top of the key. They fling it outside to Ari. Ari's been deep with two of them so far. CalPAC Player of the Week last week. They give it to Allday. Chavez now. 360 spin move. Back outside. Stolen away. Stolen back by Valderrama. 5-on-4. Allday on the way. Oh, baby!
Yes, sir. Allday Ray, baby. We call him Allday. He can make it rain whenever he wants to.
9-4 after Chavez buries a tray ball. 15:24 to go, fans. Jared Childs bringing it up now. Place is packed. Place is going insane. We're just early in the first half. Outside now, SOU. Penguins by five. Now a walk? No, there was some sort of an off-ball penalty called. I think it was going to be called against the Penguins. Maybe on DeMarco. Let's see. Adam Chavez getting ready to come in. No?
No, that's on Trammell.
You are absolutely right. So Ryan gets yanked. And Adam Chavez comes in. By the way, fans, Chavez, the CalPAC Player of the Year last year, changed his number from 34 to 21. Now DeMarco comes out and Trammell stays. So the only change there is Chavez for DeMarco. Under their own hoop, Southern Oregon. They bring it in. They scored last time on this quick up and in. Back and forth, and it's tipped out of bounds. Penguin ball. Good play there by Trammell, forcing the issue and getting it out of the hands of Austin Wolfer, the 6'7" sophomore. Wolfer just let it go out into the Penguin cheerleaders, and it's DU ball, 9-4. Up with it is Adrian. Adrian is dwarfed by the rest of the guys on the court, all of them, except for Ray Chavez. Now Adams got it on the right wing. He goes between the circles to Ryan. Over to Valderrama now, back to Ryan. Thinking three doesn't want to do anything like that. They want to get it indoors to Ryan, but Ryan now working the perimeter where Adam Chavez is working it down low. Now they switch. Oh, Allday's got it. Three again on the way. No, it's short. Down with it is Ryan back up on the whistle. Doesn't go. And they call it a jump. 9-4, fans. We'll see what happens. Getting ready to come in for the Raiders is Dustin Vaughn, a 6'9" senior. Same height as my partner, Jet Jackson. 9'4", fans.
In my dreams, dude.
6'9".
Minus a foot off that. You almost got me.
Also in there is Eli Thornton, a 6'1" senior. Thornton out of Victorville. He's a California guy. Southern Oregon University in Ashland, Oregon. The Penguins bring it in very softly off the glass is Trammell. And a perfect inbounds by Ari Ivintosh.
Yes, sir. That was great looking by Ari. Ari is such a great player. Such great natural ability and mind for basketball.
Bringing it up now quickly is Eli Thornton. He goes back to the top of the key to Marr. Marr goes left wing over to Jackson. Jackson now softly dribbles it in. Uh-oh, they go outside to Thornton. Three ball on the way off the top of the glass. Somebody hit the deck. Oh, two shots on goal, and SOU can't get it to fall. 11-4 DU. Here's Ari. 4-on-2. Whistles. Ari got it to fall, but not until well after the whistle, Jet. 11-4, fans. Two team fouls committed by each team. And in comes
Xavier Muldrow.
Here's Xavier Muldrow. You're absolutely right. Muldrow is wearing Adam Chavez's old uniform.
Yes, sir. Well, Adam Chavez said 21 is his true number.
Yeah.
They didn't have a jersey that was 34, or that was 21 last year that fit his size. So now they got one. He can wear his true number, and Muldrow's going to go ahead and wear 34. He's the true freshman.
All right. Muldrow, the freshman's in there, along with Ray Chavez and Adam Chavez and Ari Ivintosh, the CalPAC Player of the Week. And there's another Penguin in there somewhere. Oh, yeah, it's DeMarco. Oh, and now Muldrow just forced the issue. and almost knocked it away. Three ball on the way by Southern Oregon. Can't get it. Penguins now with it after DeMarco with a rebound. 11-4 DU. Quickly to Adam Chavez off the glass. Whistle. No. He got the whistle, so he'll go to the line. But he did not get the bucket to fall. Boy, he was right there, too.
Yes, sir. Adam Chavez is usually such a beast when it comes to being in the paint. I mean, he goes hard like Carmelo, but Adam's going to go to the line right now. And that's one person you like to see there because he can go ahead and get those free points.
All right. We'll see if Chavez can do it. Last year, the free throws were his Achilles heel. It's on the way, and it is in. And coming in for the Raiders is Trevor McKay. And Scott Tiefenthaler has come in. Tiefenthaler's 6'7" sophomore. McKay, a 6'1" sophomore. To the line is Adam Chavez for his second of two. The first one was good. This one is on the way. And that is nothing but swish, Jet, and I like that. 13-4 DU dominating and early in this one. We're at 13.5 minutes to go in the first half, fans. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll have the halftime extravaganza with my partner Jet Jackson and all the stats. 13-4, SOU, three ball on the way. No, short. Taken down by Adam Chavez with a nice rebound. Oh, 360 move, Chavez, very nicely. Chavez goes the distance, and he's fouled. No, he went the whole way, and it was all ball. The block by Scott Tiefenthaler, and it goes down, goes out of bounds.
I don't know, it looked like a little foul action to me. I'm going to have to give that to Adam in terms of the foul. We give it to you, Mr. Chavis. But I'm telling you right now, it's looking pretty good. Dominican is up 13-4, and I'm liking it right here. It's a real defensive game. A lot of contact going on here early. A lot of missed shots for Southern Oregon University. Hopefully they can pick that up. They even hope to contend with the Penguins. We're always reminding you guys here on radio.dominican.edu, if you're hungry and you're looking for maybe a burrito, maybe the best burrito in town, just go to Puente's Taqueria, located in the Montecito Plaza. They cater, and you can see them online at www.puentes.com. That's P-U-E-N-T-E-Z, Puente's Taqueria, great food. And I'm telling you, Stu, if you're hungry, you got to go get some of that to eat. And if you need, you know what I'm
if
saying?
If you've been to Puente's, Jed, then you've seen my picture on the wall there. I'm a regular.
Yes, sir, I think I have.
I'm in there about five times. 13-4, fans. And we're back underway after the timeout by Southern Oregon. As Jet mentioned, Southern Oregon has been very cold with their shooting shoes. Humphrey Jackson's got it. Jackson goes baseline. Jackson in and out. Back out. DeMarco with a beautiful rebound. DeMarco with a big floppy hairdo just reached up there and grabbed that thing. They go outside to Ray. Three ball, Chavez. Yes.
Yes, sir. I tell you, all day Ray, we got to change his name to the weatherman because he can make it rain whenever he wants to, Stu, and Ray is just tearing it up so far.
Ray Chavez, another beautiful year. It looks like he's a senior this year, folks. That's the bad news. The good news is he's firing the three ball beautifully. He's 2-for-2 outside. And Ray Chavez just forced the issue. And now they go backcourt. Penguins 2-on-2. Here's Adam with the up and under two. Softly missed it. 16-4 now. SOU pulls it down. Humphrey Jackson's got it. He goes low, down low. Tamar. Moore gets a shot off. Can't make it fall. And Muldrow knocks it loose.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
What a play there by Xavier Muldrow to haul it out of Mar's hands. Muldrow's got him. He's about a foot and a half shorter.
I'm telling you. He's a little man on the court right now, but he is playing like he's 7 feet tall. Muldrow's a true freshman showing a lot of tenacity. I love to see that from our new players here on DU's campus.
Muldrow at 5'9" is out of Riverside, fans. And he comes pretty highly touted. Southern Oregon's going to have it right under the hoop. They're attacking as Ray Chavez does a good job of wiping up the middle of the floor in the Conlin Center.
I'm telling you, Ray can do it all, Stu. Just
yeah.
Do it all.
He fires a three and wipes up the floor, too. So Southern Oregon will have the ball. Eli Thornton's going to bring it in. Thornton out of Victorville, 170-pound senior. And the whistles blow before the ball, before the clock even started. And now the Penguins are going to bring in Phil Havlicek for the first time this year on air anyway. Penguins are 1-1 on the season so far as Havlicek comes in place of Adam Chavez. Penguins now force the issue again. And again, no time runs off the clock. And the foul is called against Corey Marr, the 6'6" senior. That's his first personal. Four team fouls committed by the Raiders, three committed by the Penguins. And the Penguins with the unforced error, 16-4, haven't allowed the Raiders to score in the past 7 minutes. We're 12:05 to go. Xavier with the long three ball. I don't know what he was doing the scissor legs for. He didn't need to do any of that. It was very flashy, but he didn't make it. If you're going to show some flash, you got to can the bucket. Ain't that right, Jet?
Yes, sir. But, hey, it's your first game as a college freshman. You're hyped. You're excited. You're nervous.
Yeah. Hey, I've heard a lot of good stuff about him. I know we're looking for good things.
Oh, no doubt. I was looking at him on Rivals.com, and he was looking pretty good. He led his team down there in Riverside to a few championships. So, he's definitely got the credentials to play for our DU team.
11:54 to go, fans. An official timeout because the floor's got sloppiness all over it.
Yes, sir.
And we don't want the Penguins slipping around.
No, it's the icebox, but we don't want it melting down here. We're trying to keep our guys walking.
16-4, we're inside at 12, and the clock rolls as Muldrow brings it up the right side now. Number 34 is Muldrow. He's got it. He hands it off to Ari, goes baseline. Ari fights his way in deep again. That's three in a row. Ivintosh from close range that time. SOU on the turnover, bringing it up is Childs. Childs now throws it through the hands of his guy, and it goes out of bounds as Eli Thornton muffed it. He couldn't hold on to it, and the Penguins will get it again on the unforced error. Austin Wolfer re-enters the game as Corey Marr to the bench. 11:36, and the clock rolls, and Muldrow to bring it up. So he's getting the point guard work as DeMarco brings the ball in from the sidelines. Muldrow now outside, three-point land to Ari with a good fake. Ari over to DeMarco, who takes it back over to the right side. DeMarco looking for somebody, finds Xavier, but Xavier's got, he's got Raiders all over him. He drives into the key. Now he kicks it back outside. Ray Chavis thinking about it. Chavis with a bullet to Havlicek. It's saved by Thornton. He hauls it back in. Ray Chavis dives for it. It's saved. Now Thornton's got it again. Right side, no look pass. He goes down low. Wolfer for two. And the Penguins cough up the pair. That's the first 2 points the Penguins have coughed up in about 6.5, 7 minutes. And Muldrow overthrows Ari Ivintosh on the turnaround. The Penguins brought it in very quickly there, Jet. Turned it over.
Yes,
16-6,
sir.
And he threw it right through the hands of Ari Ivintosh. So the ball goes back out of bounds. Southern Oregon gets the ball very quickly. Tons of Penguin fans in the house. And now making it look easy was Trevor McKay, the 6'1" sophomore out of Petersburg, Alaska. And he hammered one home from the left side, Jet.
All the way from Alaska. How do you wind up in Oregon from Alaska? That's amazing to me.
I wonder if you can see Oregon from Alaska. I know you can see Russia. 16-8. And DeMarco softly off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Just a little bit short. DeMarco was right there on top of it. And now the long three ball is on the way. And it's an air ball. And DeMarco saw it and pulls it down. Oh, brother. And the Penguin fans are letting that Raider have it. And now the Penguins have overthrown Havlicek down by the goal. Jared Childs comes up with it. He goes two ball, long style, can't get it to fall. Back down with it, Tiefenthaler, and he puts it back. 16-10, and Tavani wants a timeout because the Penguins are looking sloppy all of a sudden, Jet.
Yes, sir. They got to rally them together. Looks like they're still shaking off a little bit of early season rust. But I definitely have to say that, you know, Simpson is playing a physical enough of a basketball game. The Penguins are trying to match that with their quickness, a lot of speed, and usually some good defense. They're up at 16, you know, to singles early in this game. But now, you know, it seems like Southern Oregon is going ahead and clawing back in this with 10-16. The Penguins, that was one of their main things, getting out ahead, not letting teams catch back up. And that was one of their problems last year. So as long as they're able to keep the lead and keep the momentum, we can be successful. But if they're not able to do that, then there's going to be some problems here in the season. But so far, I can't say I'm seeing anything bad. I'm seeing some pretty good basketball from our Penguins. So we got our men back in the game. We got Adam Chavis, and we also got Chris DeMarco, Ryan Trammell, the big man, back in it to do it.
Nick Fahey has entered the game, fans. The first we've heard of Fahey on the radio station this season. Tonight is opening night.
Yes, sir.
At home for the Penguins, who are 1-1 on the road. 16-10. Penguins have not started conference play yet, as you might imagine. Trammell now between the circles. He's got it right there off to our left. Trammell being guarded very closely and throws it into SOU's bench. And that was Armani Jackson, a 6'4" sophomore out of Hercules. That's right here in the East Bay. And he forced the issue there and got Trammell to throw it into SOU's bench. And 16-10's fans, 16-10. And we are coming up on 9.5 minutes. We're there right now. Now at the top of the key, Wolfer's got it. He goes over to the left side to Trevor McKay. Three ball, no. Down with it, Ryan. Hands it off to Xavier, who brings it up. Good pass over to Chavis. Chavis has all day to think about it. Now Chavis gets it over to Xavier. Muldrow drives in off the baseline, and he's fouled by Eli Thornton. Thornton stick an arm in there, and little old Xavier Muldrow at 5'9" drives the hoop from the baseline on the right side, Jet, and picked up the foul. He'll go to the line.
So that's the great thing about having a little quick guy on the team is you can go ahead and do a sort of Allen Iverson and pick up those fouls and usually go ahead and get the and one and get the point. But Mojo seems to be pretty good free throw shooter, as we see now.
He gets the first one to fall, 17-10. Xavier cans the first one. Beautiful free throw by the freshman.
Yes, sir. Great guy, too. Talked to him a few times, Stu. Real nice guy to hang with. Real mild-mannered.
Both of them go down, fans, as Muldrow gives the Penguins two more. And he will go to the bench. And Adrian Valderrama is going to come back into the game.
Yes, sir. Adrian Valderrama, the San Jose representative here from my hometown homeboy. Come on, Adrian, step up and make some plays.
18-10, fans. We're coming up on 9 minutes. SOU working very quickly now. Thornton's got it. He's got Adam Chavez plastered to him. Adam Chavez says, you are not going to get a shot off. I will not allow it. So he kicks it out to the top of the key with a stutter step. There's Childs. Childs can do nothing with it but hand it off. And Nick Fahey caused some sort of a problem. Wait a minute. They called that against Mark Lewis. Check it. It is Mark Lewis.
Yes,
I said it was Fahey.
Yeah, I was like, where's Fahey? Yeah, he's not on the court.
What's going on here? I know Nick Fahey, but I was going with the roster, Jed. It is our first night, too, you know.
We're a little rusty. We're shaking off that first season rust. So.
Oh, the long three ball by Trevor McKay doesn't go, and down with it is Adam Chavez with a rebound. 18-10, 8.5 to go. Mark Lewis is in there. That is not Nick Fahey, fans, as I called it. Here's a long two ball by Ryan Trammell. Follows it himself. Trammell goes up, and two guys slam on the floor. Trammell and Armani Jackson hit the deck hard. That's a combined total of about 15 feet of man. Jet Jackson, both of those guys hit the floor very hard. They're going to have to wipe that up. That'll take several towels, I think. Those guys are huge.
We felt the shake up here in the booth, Stu. I mean, anytime you get two Titans who crash together, it's going to create a little bit of a sonic boom.
Yeah, they did slam pretty hard, 18-10. The towels are off the court. 8:34 to go, first half. Ari Ivintosh is re-entering the game. Ivintosh's mom is in the house, so shout out to her.
Ivintosh is such a big role player for this team. I mean, I don't see us being as successful last season in Cal Poly Championship without him or Chavis or all our players, to be a matter of fact. But Ivintosh definitely stood out here as a sophomore last year.
Well, you're right, and Ivintosh is standing out in the Cal Pack again with the Player of the Year honors, Player of the Week honors last week, and a two ball brought up floating in there by Jared Childs very nicely for 2:18:12. 8 minutes and 17 seconds to go, fans, and Adrian Valderrama's got it. He's got it top of the key. Oh, the quick give and go down low to Mark Lewis, and he couldn't get it to go. Lewis had the cleanest look of the night on it, and this one's missed. Two shots on goal. The putback attempted by Josh McDermott doesn't go. Adam Chavez with a rebound up to Ari Long in the left corner. Ari's going to slow things down. They get it back up to Lewis in the middle. Lewis goes 180. Oh, he tripped. Yeah, he definitely double dribbled with that one.
Yes, sir.
Jet 18-12.
I would say a little bit of freshman jitters early on, but Mark Lewis is a true freshman. He is getting some PT, and that's a lot of great things we're seeing from our freshmen this year. I was talking to Ray Chavis earlier in the season. He said these freshmen are not playing. They want to play, and they're showing some good athleticism.
SOU bringing it up after the Penguins turned it over after the travel. And the Penguins pull it right down after the missed three ball by Armani Jackson. He was way out there in the left corner, and he really didn't need to do it. He had so much room. But he shot the three, missed it. DeMarco goes up with it. DeMarco gets pounded in the left side of his head. Up on his feet is Tavani, and I think he's looking for a tee. It was just such a terribly flagrant foul.
DeMarco taking a hit like Rocky, I swear.
Yeah, that was by Austin Wolfer, the 6'7" sophomore, hitting Chris DeMarco at 6'6". DeMarco is 10 pounds lighter. DeMarco got whacked so hard he missed the free throw by a foot. I think DeMarco's got birds floating around his head, Jet. Man, he got nailed, but he went right to the line. He didn't complain about it. It hurt me more than it hurt him.
I'm telling you, I felt it right here, but he seems to not be fazed by it at all. And go ahead and gets the point. There you go.
He gets the second one to fall. 7:25 to play, fans. 19-12. Southern Oregon bringing it up. Jared Childs with some great handwork. He flips it over left side. Jackson. Jackson on the right elbow. Jackson got a foot planted, and all the Penguins are knocking it loose, falling out of play. Penguins have got it 5-on-4. No, it's 4-on-2. Now over to the right side. Oh, no, it was completely blocked away, but Adam Chavez has it knocked away now after Chavez recovered. After Mark Lewis went up with it, had it batted away in midair. Lewis looked like he had a clean shot. Now DeMarco up on the baseline. DeMarco gets it to fall and one.
Yes, sir, and one. It's my favorite term, and we're going ahead and getting it done. DeMarco showing a great game in his first home game here as a Penguin.
I see Brian Rooney's up in the stands there, Jet. He was one of our, well, he used to be one of the best Penguin point guards that ever lived, one of the highest percentage free throw shooters that ever lived. Then he was one of the coaches after he graduated. Now he's the head coach over at Cal State Maritime, and he's in the house checking out the Penguins on an opening night. 21-12, that's Brian Rooney fans over there. And through the fingers, but SOU somehow maintains control of it. So they've thrown the ball away several times tonight, fans. We're inside of 6.5 minutes now. And the quick tip is put back by Kellen Hawley, a 6'6" sophomore out of Cordova, Alaska. Another Alaskan guy, Jets. 21-14 now.
I've never heard of an Alaskan recruiting pool before. It seems like Southern Oregon's getting up there getting the players.
Yeah, it's happening. And now the Penguins throw it away. Ooh, but diving for it was Humphrey Jackson. He ends up in the front row of the grandstands. His head slams against the bottom of the grandstand, and he had the ball in his possession when he skidded out of bounds, Jed. So it's going to be Penguin ball on the short end. Sideline, 6:12 to go, 21-14. DU on top. Ari now wants to bring it in. Ari's got 5 seconds, and he used about 4.5 of those to get it. Here's Adam. No look over to Havlicek. Good for two. Left side, 23-14. 6 minutes to go, fans. Very quickly, SOU turns it around, and Lewis steals it. What? And now a whistle has been blown against the Penguins.
I'm not sure what that penalty was or what that foul was.
Yeah, I don't know. The referee came up on one leg. He was doing the flamingo walk.
Maybe it was a kick ball. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. But it's going to be SOU's ball right underneath.
What a buzzkill for
their own
buck.
Yeah, it looked like the Penguins were going to have something going there. Now they get it in. They're right underneath the hoop. The turnaround jumper goes down by Scott Teipenthaler. 23-16 now. And we're at 5:50 in the first half. Valderrama's got it on the left elbow with some good footwork. Oh, he faked everybody, gets it in the key, and he got the hook shot off, didn't get it to go. 23-16, and SOU's got it now on the turner. SOU has brought 150 fans at least, maybe more, and a very soft jumper by Jared Childs goes down. Childs, a 6'1" junior out of Paso Robles, from the right side, gets another deuce for the SOUs. 23-18, Penguins on top. Penguins have led the entire way. From the very first point scored in this game, as Lewis has got it now. He stutter steps. He drives. Lewis off the glass, and he gets it to go with no whistle. 25-18. We're coming up on 5 minutes, fans. SOU, boy, I've never seen anybody work so quickly. And it's tipped away by Lewis into the hands of Ari. It's 4-on-2. Ivan Tush over to Lewis softly again, and he gets it to fall.
Yes, sir. Mark Lewis is tearing it up. I'm telling you, the true freshman's going there getting some points. He's the first of our true freshmen to draw blood here.
Well, Lewis is looking superb right now. Two freshmen tonight. Xavier Muldrow and Mark Lewis just looking great for the Penguins. Here's a big, long three ball by Kellen Hawley. Doesn't go. Down with it, Havlicek. The Penguins have forced the Raiders to shoot the crazy threes. 27-18. Dews won't let them inside, so they're just going to shoot these low percentage threes, Jet, as we make our way to the 4 minute mark in the first half. D is very tough on defense. That's Tavani's whole gig, and Lewis with a foul. No, the foul was caused by. Wait a minute, they called it against Humphrey Jackson, and the recipient of the foul was Lewis. So I knew Lewis was involved in there somewhere. Tavani's back up on his feet now, Jet.
Yeah, he's talking to Ari, but Mark Lewis, the big 3-1, is showing a lot of tenacity, a lot of hard work there in the paint for the Penguins. Looking like he's made of steel up here, not getting hurt, not getting fazed, going against these guys twice his size.
Lewis pounds it home the first one, just with confidence, 28-18. Just when the Raiders were starting to creep back into this one, the D's have answered in a pretty big way, and Lewis cans them both. 29-18, clock rolls, 4:21 to go. Bringing it up is Thornton. Jet Jackson with our halftime extravaganza, fans. You don't want to miss that. All the stats from the first half coming up in about 4 minutes. And now Thornton, now the dribble drive is stolen away by Chavis. Hey, what's the matter with Flack? How come he's not suiting up tonight?
Let's see. Flack is probably, I don't know what. Maybe we're saying.
We better find out.
Yeah, Alistair Flack is usually able to move the ball up court real well, real good eyes. But Flack is not suited up tonight. Trying to figure out why that is. That's a
shout out to Melbourne, Australia. I know they're listening. Eli Thornton on the way, and he cans this one from the Conlon Center fans. It's radio.dominican.edu with live Penguin basketball. Men only tonight. Tomorrow night is a doubleheader. Women at 5:30, men at 7:30. Jet and I will be here for those. And the second one is missed on the freebie, and they give it to the Penguins after it was tipped out of bounds, it looked like, by Havlicek. Scott Teufenthaler wanted to argue with the referee about it. He only did so for a minute as Ray Chavis gets ready to come back in with DeMarco. Out Lewis, out Havlicek for those two guys. 4:08 to go, fans. Penguins by 10, 29-19.
I'm telling you, in terms of arguing with refs, it's like talking to a stone wall. You're not going to get much out of them.
Yeah, they don't usually like to have too much of an argument. As we're coming up on 4 minutes. We're at 4:03. In fact, Valderrama brings it up for the Penguins slowly. He picks up a nice screen. Three ball on the way. Long time. Nope. Can't get it to go. He missed it deep and right. SOU down with it after Chavis set up a beautiful screen for him. They zigzag it up to Trevor McKay, who cans a long three. McKay out of Petersburg, Alaska, at 6'1" sophomore. Pounds home the tray ball, 29-22. Boy, that hurt. Adam now gets it back to Adrian out on the right elbow. Adrian dribble drive in. No look pass over to Ari, who takes it back inside. Long, soft three ball by Adam. Short. 29-22, fans. 3.5 to go as Valderrama knocked it loose for a second. Eli Thornton comes back in around him. Thornton takes it the distance. Go. Oh, Thornton thought about it. Didn't want to do it. Gets it back over to Humphrey Jackson. Jackson slams into Adam Chavis, and I think it's going to be a charging foul.
Yes, sir,
in fact, it is.
Adam's such a smart player, such a great basketball-minded guy. He was able to plant his feet right there. Go ahead, take the charge and get them the foul on them, and now we have the ball, and they're cleaning up.
Yeah, that looked like a 2 points plus one there, but Adam Chavis had come set. The feet were locked in place, and the Penguins pick up the ball on the turnover with 3:18 to go. And the Penguins will bring it in as Chavis stands out of bounds right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders, flings it in. Again, the Penguins moving from our right to left. One last shout-out to Patty DeMarco as we come down to the final 3 minutes of the first half of tonight's opening game from the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. So Adrian Valderrama's got the ball for the Mighty Penguins, and he drives a baseline back over to DeMarco off the glass. Oh, he missed it with too much spin. Little too much off the glass there. Jet, SOU turns it around quickly. Trevor McKay, three ball. No, he's deep. Ray Chavis down with it. Here's Adrian. Now it's 3-on-2, and Ari's going to think about it. No, Ari's going to take it himself. Oh, Ari missed it left. DeMarco down with it. A whistle, and it falls. And DeMarco gets fouled twice on the play.
I'm telling you, DeMarco is rocky. You can hit him as much as you want to, but he's still going to go ahead and get the points. He's going to go ahead and shoot these free throws, being pretty good in his last throws. You got to get those free points, and I'm loving the way DeMarco was playing.
Oh, man.
I swear.
DeMarco reminds me of a kid we used to have named Ian Wright back when we won our, I think it was our second championship over Cal State East Bay.
Don't you love it when you say that, dude? Championship. Just sounds
yeah,
so great.
Yeah, we've had so many of them. 31-22. Cal Pac championships for the men's basketball team. Become a regular thing around these parts.
Our mission is a national championship. That's what I'm hungry for.
31-22, fans. Jet and I are getting ahead of ourselves on opening night.
<It's>
big long three ball. No, doesn't go by Corey Marr. Penguins down with it. Valderrama with a nice low bounce pass to Adam. Adam, oh, softly 360, and it's completely stuffed against him. Josh McDermott with a massive rejection against Chavis. Oh, brother, and Ray Chavis hits the deck. He almost ate the shoulder of Jared Childs.
All day, Ray hitting the deck hardcore on that one, but he goes ahead and gets that foul. Smart basketball, great defensive ball being played by our Penguins right now. I'm really loving it, Stu.
31-22. We're coming up on 2 minutes exactly as Ari's going to go down there with the towels. This place is loaded, fans. Just one game tonight, too. Generally speaking, the place isn't quite this loaded unless we're having a doubleheader.
Yes, sir, and they're still pouring in, Stu.
Hey, you're right. Ladies basketball at 5:30 tomorrow is... OIT is in the house for a doubleheader. 5:30 and 7:30, fans. 2:08 to go, fans. We're done cleaning up the floor. 31-22, Jed Jackson, Stuart Horn, your DU broadcasters for this evening. Calling it live from the Opulent Sports Broadcasting Area here at DU. Up here in our luxury box. Oh, Adam Chavis led DeMarco perfectly right under the hoop. arguing again is Tiefenthaler, and I think the referees are going to get tired of Tiefenthaler always squawking. He's the only guy who's doing it, and he's squawking every single penalty.
Tiefenthaler almost cut him in half that time. I mean, come on now. I can see if you think you got a lot of ball, but I saw no ball and all, just flesh.
It was
right
just
there.
Arm. Yeah. Me. All right, so back to the line is DeMarco on the way. Perfect.
DeMarco's a great free throw shooter. A lot of times you see those big guys can't really drop him that much, Shaq. But at the same time,
you're not kidding. I'll tell you what, DeMarco's free throw look is so much better. He misses the second one, but he gets his own rebound, but he can't get it to fall. DeMarco turns around in disgust. His second free throw is at least 2 feet short, Jet.
Yes, sir. It's a little too.
He's not going to want to look at that one on film. 32-22. Penguins by 10 with 1:54 to go. Is DeMarco back to the bench? He's been replaced by Havlicek. He's out there with Adam Chavis and Adrian Valderrama and Arian Ivan Tosh and Ray Chavis. Penguins by 10. The clock rolls, bringing it up for Southern Oregon is Childs. He goes right side against Adrian. Now they whip it around the outside to McDermott. Gets it into the corner over to McKay. McKay gets it back down low. They go back to the top of the key. Childs right side on the way. Three ball Thornton. Uh-oh. That one dropped. And it's still dropping. 1:33 to go.
Number one for Southern Oregon, dropping one right there. That kind of hurt, Stu. That hurt my heart a little bit. He dropped that pretty clean.
Yeah, that was right in front of the broadcasting area.
Got to give him his props for that.
Yeah, that was a beautiful play. Very nice high arc, too. Majestic. Oh, under the hoop. Speaking of majestic, number 21 is Adam Chavis. Pours it home with the answer, 34-25. Outside now, Thornton. He goes scissor legs, flings it over to McDermott. Now into the corner, and muffed it is Trevor McKay. And it goes in the grandstands. The Penguins get it with 1:04 to go.
So that was too hot to handle. They don't have balls that hot in Alaska. I don't think you get that hot up there.
Penguins by 9 now. And referee timeout. He's getting one of those referees getting squawked at by Coach McDermott. Head coach for the Raiders out of SOU or down from Ashland, Oregon. We're inside of 1 minute, fans. Valderrama's got it on the right corner. Now they get it over to Havlicek softly with the alley-oop. A lot of alley and no oop. And they reset the shot clock. 35. 53 overhead. And that one's on Chavis, his first of the game. That is the ninth team foul committed by the Penguins. The Raiders are already in the double bonus. So bringing it up for SOU with 47 seconds to go. Long three ball straight away is Childs. No, bouncing around. Ari gets a hand on it and hauls it in. Ivan Tosh brings it up himself. Ivan Tosh, some good ball control to Adrian between the circles, 36 seconds. Penguins now with the reset. Adrian's got it. He goes around the outside, right side of the key, thinking three ball. Good, clean look, but doesn't take it. Here's Adam for three on the way. Yes, Chavis!
Yes, sir. And the other Chavis goes ahead and drops it. That's Big Adam, the Cal Poly Player of the Year, dropping bombs.
37-25 with 15 seconds to go in the first half, fans. Now the clock rolls over. The shot clock is off. 9 seconds to go. SOU's got the ball. Childs drives in. A Childs with a whistle and 4.5 seconds to go. And the Penguins are going to have a shot at it. It looks like, nope, Childs is fouled on Havlicek. And that's the 10th team foul committed by the Mighty Penguins at 37-25 with 4.8 seconds to go. Jet to the line now will be Jared Childs. Just off to our right.
Yes, sir. Childs has been playing a pretty good game here so far. I mean, he's been real active in the offense. Real athletic guy. Being able to get to the hoop, being able to shoot. He's a real great player. It's good to watch him play. Good to see some good competition coming from these Penguins here. Or
Childs,
for the Penguins.
Childs misses the first one. Mercifully. Penguin fans are coming unglued now on the way, and he cans that one. So no time runs off the clock. 4, Adrian's got it from Adam. 3, Adrian across the left side. 2, oh no, it's tipped into the SOU's bench with less than 1 second to go. There's 0.7 seconds to go. So the D's are going to have it. It's going to come inbound pretty quickly, I might imagine, Jet. And one of the D is just going to turn around and try and shoot it. Uh-oh, none of the Penguins are looking at it. They go Adam on the way. Adam missed it 8 feet to the right. But he gave it a good try.
That was pretty good for 0.7 seconds, I have to say. I think the Penguins did pretty good. And we're loving this game so far. Our Penguins are up 37-26, only by 10. But, hey, we're up, you're up, and that's what I like.
We're always reminding you guys, if you need any sporting equipment, you love watching basketball, you love playing basketball, and you're in the Marin area, you ought to hit up T&B Sports. T&B Sports, a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics since 1946. Also, you're going to need some money to buy your sports stuff. Need some money? Need some place to hold it? I'll tell you what, if you're a Dominican student, and I know you're here in Marin County, there's no other Dominican I know of outside of Marin County in California, you might want to have to go ahead and take advantage of the free checking with direct deposit for Dominican students at Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is a proud another sponsor, and they support Dominican Athletics. They say visit our banker today for details. So go up there today. You can't go today because they're obviously closed, but you can go tomorrow. Check it out. Also, Gelati Brothers Contractors, they've been building up San Rafael and other places around the Bay Area since 1914. Gelati Brothers, San Rafael. Also, if you want to hit up some more money and you need to store something else, you got to go ahead and touch Bank of Marin, proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, committed to your business and our community. That is from Bank of Marin. And I'm always reminding people, Puentes Taqueria.
Yeah, you can't forget Puentes. When you're down there, tell Bobby hello and tell him the Jet and Stu sent you. All right, fans, we're just going to take a couple of minutes here, send you back to the DU studios for some more Indian unsigned music, and then Jet's going to be back with the halftime extravaganza. Penguins lead 37-26. We have about 13 minutes to go until the second half resumes, and you'll hear it right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, sir.
points. But he's going ahead. He's got one defensive rebound. And my man Adam Chavis is back again. He has 2 points with one defensive rebound, one offensive rebound.
Oh, that concludes our halftime extravaganza, fans. Good job there, Jet. We're back underway, fans, in the second half very quickly. And, hey, thanks to Brandon Davis for getting us the stats. Next time we'll try and get him quicker.
Yes, sir.
Humphrey Jackson scores a two-pointer for the SOUs very quickly. We're not even 20 seconds into the game yet. Second half action. Penguins are on top 37-26 now, leading by 13 at the half, now only by 11. Ari very softly, short. Ivintosh couldn't get it to fall. Ivintosh had a clean look from within the key, and he just drifted in there with a scissor leg move and couldn't get it to fall. Now SOU flings it across the court. Long three ball on the way by Jared Childs doesn't go. Obviously, both teams have switched sides, as usual. Valderrama with a good fake. No look. DeMarco under the glass. Short. DeMarco gets his own rebound. And a whistle. DeMarco is fouled on the way. Foul is going to be called against Jared Childs.
DeMarco seems to be picking up all kinds of fouls in this game today. I mean, he's been hit upside the head about 5 times, too.
Yeah. DeMarco's getting smashed around pretty well. But fortunately for DeMarco, at 6'6", 220. The Appleton, Wisconsin native.
They make them big in Wisconsin, don't they?
Yeah, he can handle it. He makes the first one. Penguins by 10 on the way.
What's in the cheese down there?
DeMarco, he misses the second one. And with the rebound, Josh McDermott hauls it down. We are in the second half of opening night, basketball fans. From the Conlin Center, Jed Jackson, Stuart Horn with you. Your DU broadcasters for this evening. In fact, for this entire season. Corey Marr now slips and trips on the ball, but he gets it. He hangs on to it, I mean. And he passes it back outside. On the way, long three ball, Humphrey Jackson's deep, 38-28 Penguins. Here's Ari on the right side. Ivintosh now outside the arc, directing traffic, throws it away. Jared Childs with a steal, one-on-one against Ray Chavis. Jared Childs right over the top of Chavis.
Childs from South Oregon, he has so much athleticism. He's a real good guard in terms of how he's able to get into the paint, make the scores, and even fade away and make those tough shots.
Now the Penguins are back on offense. They're up by 8 now. And coughed up 5 unanswered from halftime. And now Ari throws it away again. And luckily, just by pure luck, the SOUs tip it out of bounds. And Ivintosh isn't going to be penalized by having a blown giveaway.
Yeah,
a true giveaway.
He won't get the tongue lashing from Coach Devani.
A long three ball by Chavis, Ray Chavis, who's out there with Valderrama and Ryan Trammell and Ari Ivintosh and Chris DeMarco, is no good. And the quick up and in. SOU hauls it down. They take it down to the other end of the court. Humphrey Jackson goes two ball from the left baseline, nothing. Down with it, Ryan Trammell. Penguins in transition. DeMarco's got it. Off the glass and good!
Yes, sir.
40-30 DU.
That's why I recruit him. DeMarco makes such a difference as being a big man down there in the paint.
Oh, you're not kidding. DeMarco's made all the difference tonight. As Ari Ivintosh is absolutely cold tonight. The CalPAC Player of the Week from last week. Ari Ivintosh is... Look at your stat sheet. Tell me how many points Ivintosh had in the first half. Now, mind you, Ivintosh is one of my favorite Penguins ever.
Oh, yes. I call him AI. He's our AI down here. It seems like Ivintosh didn't have any points in the first half.
That's exactly right. So here is Jared Childs with a turnaround jumper on the quick up and in. Nothing. Down with it, Austin Wolfer, and he's fouled by Ryan Trammell. 40-30 DUs. No, they call it. They call a third personal foul called against Chris DeMarco, fans. That's the second team foul for the DUs. One team foul committed by Southern Oregon.
That's the thing about being a big man in basketball, Stu. You can always get in the paint, get the points, but usually you pay the price in terms of the fouls.
Austin Wolfer nails the first one as DeMarco gets yanked after the foul and Adam Chavis in his place. And Wolfer goes back to the line, the 6'7" sophomore out of Woodburn. He's going to go there for another one. He bounces around, and he hammers home the second one. 40-32 now. The Penguins are still leading. Penguins have led the entirety of this game at one point by 13. And that was at halftime. Now it's only 8 as Muldrow has come back into the game. Ivintosh, another missed shot. Ivintosh, ill-advised. He shouldn't have shot that one. I don't know what he's thinking. Now he's trying to force the issue. Some great hand control. Jared Child brings it up. and cans the two ball from the left side. Man, a zigzag style there, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. I think Ari's just trying to get some kind of something started up and going right now. You know, Ari hasn't dropped a whole lot of points, and that's not really something that we see a lot from Ari in terms of being in the second half, not scoring but 1 point. But he's playing a good defensive game, I have to say, so far. So I guess whatever you play your role, you must do it well. So I guess he's on the defensive side tonight. But it's looking pretty good for our Dominican Penguins, and we're always reminding you, when we go to timeout, you shouldn't be going to timeout. Know what you should be doing? You should be hitting up Bobby's Cafe, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, free appetizers. If the Penguins score 75 or more points, we might be on our way there tonight. Also, Celia's Mexican Restaurant. I know I talk about Puente's Taqueria, but you gotta hit up Celia's too if it's closer to you on 1 Vivian Way in San Rafael, California. Loving it. And I'm definitely Best Burgers. Family owned, proudly serving Marin County since 1993. Charboiled Best Burgers. Voted the best casual burgers in Marin by the Marin Independent Journal. It's right on 3rd Street, and I've been there before, Stu, and it's real good. All the burgers you can think of, any burger, Hawaiian burgers, Alaskan burgers for our players here from Southern Oregon, from Alaska. A lot of great things going on here for Dominican and our Penguins showing their proud support.
All right, good job there, Jed Jackson. Radio.Dominican.edu with live basketball broadcast. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Ball's back in play, and Xavier Muldrow has the ball ripped away from him by one of the SOUs and knocked into the Penguin cheerleaders standing down in the northern end. Five strong tonight, the Penguin cheerleaders. 16:55 to go. Here's the jumper by Ari, deep. He missed another one. Ivan Tosh can't get anything to fall. He's getting some clean looks tonight. Penguins by six. Ivan Tosh needs to catch fire. It could happen any moment. But Southern Oregon, Austin Wolfer with a bullet pass off the floor, a low bouncer, and they get it indoors, and they can the deuce, and now the Penguins by four. And the Penguins have not led by only four. And now Muldrow has thrown it away for a backcourt penalty. Muldrow was looking for somebody, and there were no Penguins anywhere near it, and it ends up in the backcourt. Penguins have led by four or more since about the first 30 seconds of this game.
Yeah, that's the thing about being a freshman in the game. See, we make mistakes. Sometimes it's always correcting them. But the best thing to do is just start from scratch and start a game, be fresh, instead of trying to correct those old mistakes.
16:15 to go. The clock rolls. Outside three ball on the way. Big long three ball by Jackson. No, but it's hauled down by Marr. He can't get it to fall. Lots of arms everywhere. Austin Wolfer comes up with it and finally gets about eight Penguin wings in his mug, and he'll end up on the line. That's a third team foul committed by the Dominicans.
Yes, and sir. I mean, it seemed like sooner or later somebody was going to get fouled in that situation. You had about 10 guys, three of ours under the basket, just grabbing for the ball. Real physical game so far here by South Oregon University. But I'm telling you, Dominican Penguins need to step up. It's 40-36, and Oregon's not that behind. 40-37 now. I'm not liking it, Stu.
Wolfer cans another one. Did Wolfer miss any free throws in the first half yet? You got the stat sheet there.
Stat sheet here, a little late from the stat sheet, but it seems like Wilfer went ahead, and I believe he made all his free. I don't even think Wilfer took a free throw in the first half.
So. All right, well, he's perfect in the second half, yes, canning right. Another one there. And the Penguins are only up by two now, Jet. That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem fair.
Yes, sir, it doesn't seem right there whatsoever. All
right.
But, hey.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like it when the Penguins lead by a whole lot more than that. Well, wait a minute now. I got to fix the levels on my microphone. You got to keep an eye on me there, because I'll get out of control here with the microphone thing. 40-38, fans. The Penguins have three.
You're just so excited, Steve.
Well, I am. You know, to do basketball on the radio.
No doubt.
Here's Adam Chavis now. Oh, good footwork. Adam Chavis zigzag style goes in. Adam Chavis ends up on his back on the floor. He's helped up by one of the Southern Oregons. Humphrey Jackson reaches in there, and they call that against Corey Marr. Adam Chavis will go to the line. And you got the stat sheet there. You can tell us anything you want about Adam Chavis when they call his name like that.
See, Adam Chavis right here, he's got 2 points so far in this game, it seems like. Five attempts. Adam's really just all over the board.
He's 2 for 5 or he's 4 points? 2 points or 4 points?
4 points, I believe. All 4 right. points right now. And he has 3 defensive rebounds. Adam's playing a pretty good defensive game. I spoke to him earlier. I was on his radio show, matter of fact,
yeah.
That he has here.
Oh, you were on today?
Yes, sir.
All right. So Chavis misses the first one. Let's see if he can get the second one to go down on the way.
Yes, sir.
No,
he
missed them both.
Adam says he's putting a lot more emphasis on his defensive game this year, trying to step up and be a better defensive player, as well as a scorer and a role player for these Dominican Penguins.
So Xavier Muldrow is plastered to his guy. I think SOU's got to throw it away after the Penguins missed two free throw opportunities when Chavez went to the line. And now there's a whistle, and it's called against the Penguins, Mark Lewis. And this is going to give Josh McDermott, the 6'6" senior, an opportunity to tie the game for the first time in 25 minutes.
Whatever Southern Oregon did in halftime, whatever transition or, you know, adjustments they made, seems to be going pretty well. They've climbed back into this game now. And the Penguins, we got a pretty good ball game on our hands now, Stu. We're going to have to step up and see what our team's made of here in our first home game.
Yeah, that's a good call. Penguins are leading by 13 at the half. And if McDermott cans this one, it's tied, folks. On the way, McDermott, backspin, out, missed it. Trammell down with it. Xavier now bringing it up the left side. Penguins by one after the gift. Now Xavier takes it right side, kick out, Lewis on the way, three ball, missed it right. Horseshoe, spits back out to Marr. Marr gets it back to his guy and right in the middle of the house, right on the middle of the DU insignia, the circle in the middle of the Conlin center. Xavier Muldrow with a push, and that's a fourth team foul the SOUs have committed to. So Southern Oregon is going to chuck another foul up against the Penguins up on the scoreboard. They're going to slow things down, and Scott Teifenthaler, who's re-entered the game, will bring it in. He'll throw it into the backcourt to Jared Childs, who's got it. Now he looks over the coach and gets a play with Muldrow bent over and plastered to him. Muldrow playing some massive defense. I love it. Penguins by one. And now, oh, no penalty, as all of the Penguin coaches came up on their feet insisting that there was a walk. And now one of the... Another whistle has been blown, and let's see who they call it against. I think they're going to call it against Trammell. No, it's called against Lewis. That's two in a row on Lewis. And the Penguins have committed 16 fouls in the first 5 minutes of the second half, and they're just looking terrible. Ivan Tosh hasn't made a point tonight, and Lewis gets yanked. Ivan Tosh back in there, wipes off the bottom of the shoes. SOU brings it in right underneath their own bucket. They get it outside to Wolfer for a long two, and the Penguins trail by one for the first time tonight. It's 41-40, DU down in the second half, fans. Penguins led by 13 5 minutes ago. Penguins have absolutely laid an egg in the second half. See if Chavez can get it going. Good news here, Jet, is that the Penguins have plenty of time with which to work. Trammell with a turnaround, softy. In, out, in. Oh, and it falls. It's good. Penguins 42. Oh, and Xavier Muldrow steals it away, and Adam Chavez converts the deuce very quickly.
Yes,
and the Penguins are back up by three.
Great tenacity by Xavier Muldrow, showing some great defense. I'm liking the way this freshman is playing so far. Making mistakes, but coming back and correcting himself.
Yeah, that was a superb defensive move by Muldrow just when we needed it most. When the Penguins went down for the first time of the night, Muldrow stepped up and stole it away and got Chavez the ball, and Adam buries the deuce. Eli Thornton with a dribble drive, left wing, good. 42-43. Penguins are on top. Muldrow brings it up. Tavani's on his feet, and he's freaking out. Over there is Adam. Back over to Xavier. Top of the key, right side. Ari, right wing. Ari, two dribbles. 360, nowhere to go. Back to Muldrow. Muldrow right in front of us. Muldrow beats his guy with the jumper off the glass. No, he missed it right. Oh, Muldrow had a clean look at it.
That would have been so great. Muldrow broke his ankles on that play, tearing him up.
He did. He absolutely did. Such good footwork there by Muldrow. Got his guy, beat him to death. Now the Penguins on defense. Thornton, dribble drive. No bucket, but he gets the whistle. He wanted the bucket, but he'll go to the line. 17 fouls against the Penguins.
Muldrow tried to step in there and take the charge. It was a little too late. Wound up going ahead and giving the foul.
So Thornton goes to the line now for the Raiders from Southern Oregon University. Armani Jackson getting ready to come back into the game along with Joe White, the first we've heard of White for the SOUs. Xavier Muldrow back to the bench as Valderrama comes back in his place. 44 all after the first one by Thornton is good. Thornton back to the line to pull the Raiders up by one on the way. Backspin, dribble, yes, it trickled in. Penguins down by one with 13 and a half to go, fans. Valderrama up the left side. Valderrama back and forth. Valderrama has up against his guy White. White is cold, so Valderrama just tricked him. Uh-oh, speaking of tricked him, Adam Chavez has it stolen away. It was ripped out of his hands by Armani Jackson, who then subsequently threw it right away into the SOU bench. So the Penguins have it now, and now a whistle. And Adam Chavez had thrown the ball in too soon.
Penguins seemed to be a little too hype here going in. But that was a great effort, I just have to say, by Thornton from Southern Oregon, diving out, trying to get that ball that went out of bounds.
Adam Chavez now throws the ball into Adrian Valderrama in the backcourt, and he brings it up. Valderrama left side. Valderrama hands it off to Ari. Ari goes top of the key. Nowhere to go. Throws it away. Ari looking for Adam. Chavez broke right, and it went off of his left side. Missed Chavez by 6 feet. Ivan Tosh is completely out of sorts right now. The CalPAC Player of the Week, fans. 17.5 points a game averaging in the first two games for the Penguins. And right now he's looking terrible. Ivan Tosh, though, picks it up on the steal. Softly, Ivan Tosh deep. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it off the glass. Hey, Ari scored two!
There we go. Finally, Ivan Tosh put some points on the board. That's nice to see. Maybe he can get on a roll right now.
Man, that's what the Penguins need. I mean, the Penguins have led this whole game 46-45 right now as Marr has it stolen away, and Marr is fouled on the floor, and it's going to be Penguin ball. He gave it up. No, Marr with a travel. But if Ivan Tosh, who just scored his first bucket of the game, could get anything going, the Penguins should have a much better second half, although they led by 13 at the end of the first half. I don't know how much better you want to have it, but they've had a terrible second half. They're only leading by one now.
I'm telling you, momentum definitely has been in the hands of Southern Oregon. If Dominican can step up and go ahead and get this, we can crawl back in this game and step ahead.
The Raiders now have full court pressure. And Adam and Valderrama are going to bring it up. And Adrian very slowly and methodically brings it up. Nice job over to Ryan. Right edge now over to Ari. Just scored the bucket. Chavez back forth, top. Oh, softly on the fadeaway jumper. And Adam buries the duck. 48-45. Penguins coming up on 12 minutes now. DU on top. Oh, slipping with it was Childs, but no whistle. Childs threw it away nicely. They get it out to Jackson. Jackson goes in against Ray Chavez, flings it across the court to White. White heaves it back to the middle to Jackson. Jackson thinks about it. Adam Chavez sticks an arm in there, and Jackson gets it to go. Penguins by one now, 48-47. SOU fans are going crazy. We're inside of 12 minutes, fans, 11:42 to be exact. And now the Penguins are on offense, and Valderrama trying to get it to Ray Chavez, throws it away. Corey Marr comes up with it. Check it. That was Childs, not Marr. And, the SOU shot it off for two. Can't get it to go. Penguins down with it. Here comes Adrian. Penguins by one. We're inside of 11.5 now. And now Southern Oregon's number 35, Austin Wolfer, smashes into little old Ryan Trammell. That's not very fair. That's not very sporting to hit little tiny Ryan Trammell.
Little tiny, especially. Ryan Trammell, 42. I don't know if that is jersey number or his height size. Ryan Trammell is a big guy. I'm
6 foot
you.
5 and 205. Little old Ryan got nailed there.
Yes, sir. And can fly whenever he wants to in terms of his hops.
Here is Adam for the jumper. Air ball, Chavez. Oh, brother. Boy, that was ugly. Inbounds from Ari to Adam, and Chavez throws up an oxygen ball. Ugly. So now here's the two-pointer. Uh-oh, and the Penguins trail by the long two-pointer there by Trevor McKay, the 6'1" sophomore.
From Alaska.
Yeah, he is. You're right. Another Alaska guy.
I don't know what adjustments Southern Northern made at halftime, but they seem to be working so far. These Penguins are clawing in this game from leading previously in the first quarter.
Chavez on the way for two, and he nails that one. He stared right into the eyes of Armani Jackson. Stared him down and then hammered home the two from about the same place he just threw up the air ball. In fact, he was a couple feet deeper, but the exact same line on the right baseline, 50-49. Penguins on top again. Joe, this is going to come right down to it, Jet. We're coming up on the end of the third quarter, fans. 25 seconds to go, and we'll be in the home stretch. And now throwing Adrian Valderrama to the ground was Humphrey Jackson.
Great defense by Adrian Valderrama. I'm telling you, that's that San Jose basketball, Stu. You don't know nothing about that.
Adrian Valderrama ends up on the ground, and the Penguins are going to get the ball in the unforced error. Boy, that was a great bit of acting there by Adrian Valderrama.
Yes, sir.
And Coach McDermott is really barking at the referees. Oh, he hates it. 50-49, Penguins with the ball now. moving from our left to right. Penguins attacking the northern hoop here at the Collins Center. Valderrama's got it. He gets it back to Havlicek, who flings it across the court to Lewis, who's come back in. Lewis off the baseline. Back to Adrian, thinking two ball. Jumper, Adrian on the way. Oh, it's short. Ryan with a tip in. Nothing happens. And now flinging the elbows is Corey Marr. Marr comes down with it, and they're going to blow a whistle against the Penguins. And this double bonus is going to come into play here as the last few minutes of this game wind down. We're inside of 10 minutes, fans, in the second half.
So Ryan Trammell not too happy about that last play. He swore he had the board, but just got right out of his hands. I'm telling you, they're playing a physical game so far in the first half, and then second half it seemed to heat up again. Didn't seem too physical at first. The refs were kind of nitpicking, I think, a little bit, calling things a little close, calling things probably necessarily didn't need to be called. But so far, it still remains close here, and I'm telling you, Stu, the anticipation is killing me.
Yeah, well, we got 9 minutes and 59 seconds to go. The Penguins have never trailed by more than one. They led by as many as 13, and Corey Marr to the line to tie it, and he does so, and it's 50 apiece.
Yeah, this Southern Oregon team, really good free throw shooters, we can tell, Stu. They pretty much made the majority of every time they stepped to the line.
Yeah, that's a good call. Here's Marr to go ahead, and that one's good. And SOU takes the lead, 51-50. And here's Valderrama, calls Havlicek off in the backcourt, back and forth. Valderrama bringing it up with a stutter step, goes right, hands it off to Ari. Ari looking for Havlicek down low, gets it to Lewis, back over to Ari. Ari dribble drive off the baseline. Ari in, out, and back in. And Ivan Tosh now has nailed two in a row. And he didn't make anything the first three quarters of this game.
Yes, sir. Ari seems to be heating up. I'm looking forward to see Ivantosh step up again. This guy was one of our best players last year, a true role player, a true difference maker on the court.
Absolutely. One of the best players in the Cal Pack was Ivantosh last year.
Yes, sir.
And last week he was the best player in the Cal Pack. And the Penguins with a nice rebound as Ryan Trammell hauls it in. Great play by 42, Trammell. The Penguins by one after SOU missed the easy layup. Here's Valderrama now with the stutter step right side off the glass. Oh, it doesn't fall. Unbelievable. It was just a little too flat, Jet. 52-51 inside of 9 minutes now, fans. Armani Jackson's got it. He gets it outside back to Corey Marr in the left corner. McKay on the way. Air ball. And Havlicek tips it back to Ryan. And Trammell's got it over to Valderrama. Clock rolls, 8:42 to go. Adrian up the left side, Penguins by one. And now Ryan and Adrian are playing catch outside of the arc. Back to Ryan on the left wing. Doesn't want to shoot the three. They go back to Lewis. Lewis with the one step, now back around. Lewis, no, Lewis beat his guy to death, and he throws it away. Lewis should have just taken it himself as Corey Marr stole it away. Now Humphrey Jackson's got it. They go back to the middle. Armani Jackson's got it. I don't know if they're brothers. Right side, Jackson flies in. Perfect two ball from inside the paint. 53-52, SOU leading 8 minutes exactly, fans. 8 minutes.
Dominican's going to have to tighten up on the defensive side of the ball. It's not looking too good in the second half.
Adrian now tries the left-handed, actually it was a right-handed nothing. Oh, no, and Havlicek ends up bumping into Corey Marr as they were both going for the ball. Corey Marr ends up on the floor, and I think the foul is going to be called against Havlicek, who gets yanked.
And the fans in the icebox are not happy about that one. They showed a bit of their dislike and bad taste in their mouth on that one, Stu. That was not a foul. I didn't like that one.
DeMarco and Chavis have come back in, along with Lewis and Ivantosh and Valderrama. 53-52 is the score with 7:50 to go. SOU leading the way. So inbounds, SOU's got it. They're going to bring it the long way. The Penguins with very light pressure in the backcourt. Lewis right at the mid-court line of the timeline against Joe White, who kicks out right side. Now, with a short dribble underneath, Jared Childs gets a whistle. And the foul is called against Valderrama. And that's the 10th foul. And, Jet, the double bonus is going to come in to play here as this game starts to enter the latter stages. Only four team fouls committed in the second half by SOU. And now that's the 10th by the Penguins. On the line is Jared Childs.
The majority of the crucial points from Southern Oregon in this half, Stu, has come in free throws, and that means the Penguins just have to be a little smarter on defense, try not to make so many fouls, not to get drawn in so many situations to make those fouls.
I don't know if SOU talked about it at halftime or what, but something's happened because the second half has been all Raiders. This free throw is missed. The second one's on the way, and that one's good. And now the Raiders lead by two, which is more than they've led by at any point tonight, although the lead has switched about five times here in the second half. 7.5 to go, fans. 54-52, radio.dominican.edu. Here's Lewis. He brings it up over to Adam. Chavez now on the right wing. Adam with the stutter step. Adam doesn't have much to do. He can't do much with it. Over to Ari. Ari bounces it off the knees of Eli Thornton, and it goes out of bounds. And Ari will get a chance to bring it back into play. That was a pretty good move. 15 seconds on the shot clock left. 54-52, 7:17 to go. Ari Ivintosh bringing it in on the short end. Nobody's guarding Ivintosh. They're guarding all the guys on the inbounds. That's actually a very smart move. Oh, man, I haven't seen that before. And here's the jumper by Chavez on the way. No, it's missed by a lot. Penguins trail by two with 7 minutes to go. Now with the, with the big stutter move is Corey Marr. Stolen away. DeMarco's got it in the backcourt. DeMarco heaves it up to Ari on the left side. Ivintosh with a soft three on the way. He's fouled. Ivintosh will go to the line. And that's what Ivintosh needs is some free shooting.
Yes, sir. Ivintosh went up. Looks like Thornton went ahead and got a piece of that hand. Thornton's not too happy about that. He thought he had all ball. Seems like he tagged the hand a little bit, so Ari's going ahead and get these points. And we'll take all the free ones we can get,
well,
Stu.
Yeah, Ari with a chance to tie it with 6:51 to go, fans. Ivintosh has been pretty cold tonight. Second half has been a little bit better with 4 points scored. Make it five. Ivintosh nails that one. That's a biggie for Ivintosh, getting the confidence back. He scored 17 points and 19 points on their last two road trips. See, 17 and 18, check it. Pretty good playing for the CalPAC Player of the Week. Ivintosh wearing the hose very high, all the way to the knees on the way, backspinning, yes.
He's paying an ode to Kareem and Worthy and all those great players of fast.
He does look like James Worthy with those socks on. 54 up.
That's his style, though.
Josh McDermott brings it up, and Ivintosh steals it. Ivintosh very light on his feet. Ivintosh softly. Oh, he missed it deep. And he's fouled after DeMarco hauled it down. And the referee is pointing at Ivintosh. The foul is called against Scott Tiefenthaler, against Ari Ivintosh. And Ivintosh, after the missed layup, is going to get to bring the ball back in right under the hoop. The Penguins tied with SOU. It's 6:37 to go. Stuart Horn and Jed Jackson with your DU broadcasters. Here is Ari Ivintosh to bring it in. He's got three. He's got two. On the way into Adam. Chavez now right side. Chavez goes up amid a flurry of Raider arms. Chavez is fouled, and he'll go to the line. And let's see if Adam can get his free throw shooting under control. He did have one trip to the line tonight where he missed them both, Jed.
Yes, sir. And think about Adam. When you let him go to the rim like that, teams most likely just have to go ahead and foul him, because if you leave him open, he will go ahead and score. He's a slasher.
Chavez's free throw percentage is down there where other teams will foul him. On the way, Chavez. He missed it. Very, very short. Very short, as Humphrey Jackson has re-entered the game in place of Joe White.
Yes, sir. We're tied up. We need to go ahead and get these free points. I'm telling you, like my old basketball coach always said, Stu, you got to get the free ones.
Yeah.
Nothing better than something free. If you get a free lunch, you got to eat.
Chavez set back at the line now, and this one misses that one too. And Lewis came in with the rebound. And slipped and hit the floor.
I'm telling you, and he hit pretty hard. We're going to have to start calling Mark Lewis the Iron Man. Yeah. The freshman's coming in there just getting fouled up, knocked around, and it doesn't seem to matter.
Lewis with a foul now. That's his fourth, so Lewis has to be very careful. He's had a beautiful showing tonight, his first home game for Brett Tavani. But hate to see him foul out of this game. He's really playing hard. Is Ray Chavez getting suited up, ready to come back into this one? Well, he's been suited up. He played early in the game. And this one's missed way right. And the score remains tied. So Adam Chavez's two missed free throws loom ever larger. 54 apiece. 6:34 to go. Tamani screams at the team to box out in the event this one is missed, and it is missed. And the Penguins do box out, and Ari Ivintosh hauls it in. Score's tied, fans. Here's Xavier Mulder. And he hits Adam Chavis over on the left side. Chavis drives in. Chavis softly off the glass, gets his own rebound after missing, and it tips it back up. Nothing, and Adam will go to the line again.
Yes, sir. They keep tending to send Adam to the line this game, knowing his free throw has not been that good so far. But Adam's been not usually getting the points he gets. Usually gets that little bounce to toss him in a little bit. He's got the extra bit of tenacity to get the ball in the hole, but not happening tonight. Southern Oregon is playing tough defense, and this is a good defensive game, Stu, so far. One of the best I've seen so far here at Dominican basketball.
And Chavis misses another one. I'm sorry to report, fans, but Chavis has missed three in a row now, Jet, and that is painful in a tie game when you're getting late.
Yes, sir. Those are three possible points where we can be ahead, so you got to get those. All the free ones is definitely when it comes down to winning basketball games. It's turnovers and free throws, and you got to get the free throws and limit the turnovers. Dominican hasn't had many turnovers tonight, but I'm telling you, free throws is what is killing us. It's our Achilles heel right now, Stu.
On the way, and Adam clangs another one. Man, oh, man. I got to talk to Adam Monday in class about that. We got to get him get a little practice going. Okay, 54 all fans, the Cal Pack Player of the Year last year. I expect him to make those. I'm sure he expects him to make them as well. Corey Mars got the ball for the SOUs. Coming up on 6 minutes exactly. Muldrow right in the face of his guy. Two ball on the way. No, DeMarco with another nice rebound. SOU's been missing quite a few shots in the first half, and now all of a sudden they're starting to miss again. Ari on the way! Long two ball for Ari from the right corner.
Yes, sir. Oh, Ari's getting hot.
Inbounds now, and Muldrow with some massive pressure in the backcourt. They flip it off to Humphrey Jackson, who takes it the distance. Jackson with an easy layup. DeMarco brings it in, 56 all, 5.5 to go. Here's Xavier. Ooh, he almost pinched it against the leg there. He goes right, goes left, goes right. Low bounce pass to Ray Chavis, thinking about it in the corner. DeMarco down low. DeMarco on the way, and he gets a whistle. Man, DeMarco, so physical.
So physical. Such a beast down there in the paint, tearing it up. The big man, that's why we brought him here, so we can contend with those big teams, not only on the California or on our conference level, but the national level, Stu. And DeMarco's just taking all kinds of hits, but like I said, he's rocky. You keep knocking him into stuff, and he'll keep bouncing back.
DeMarco cans the first one, made it look easy, 57-56.
I'm telling you, the hulking man by way of Wisconsin. I'm loving the way he's playing ball here, and I think it's a great choice to have him brought here to Dominican. He's doing so well here. I have a few classes with the guy, and he couldn't be more of a friendly type of dude. Real cool, real nice to talk to. Funny guy as well.
Oh, the second one he misses, so the Penguins are up by one. The clock rolls, 5:15 to go. As Austin Wolfer has come back in the game in place of Corey Marr. Here goes a long two ball. Oh, in and out by Humphrey Jackson and a whistle. And SOU.
And the ref just had to check Southern Oregon's side of the court, telling their bench to sit down and they need to calm down before they go ahead and get the whole team gets jumped out of the game. Seems like our refs here aren't taking that tonight, Stu.
No, the referee had to. You're right. They did check all of the Raiders who came. They all came up. The refs don't like that in the NAIA. You notice the Penguins stayed down.
Well, they're not having any of that. It looks like.
No. Well, let's see. Coach McDermott got over there, and he gave a quick scream at the team to sit back down. So on the floor for Brett Tavani is there's a momentary timeout as the substitutes are brought in. Chris Makoviak has come into the game for the SOUs. It's Ray Chavis, Ari Ivintosh, Chris DeMarco, Xavier Muldrow, and Adam Chavis for your Dominicans. And DeMarco will go to the line for the Penguins with 5:05 to go after that big foul from the other end of the court. DeMarco heaves it up there, and it was just a brick. It was deep, and that was not good. Usually when I describe it as a brick, Jet, it's usually no good. Yep. Very rarely do I say it's a brick and it's good.
That's what we call on the streets. A brick jumps off bricks. Bricks don't drop. Balls do. We like to see nets. We like to hear that swish sound, that nice, sweet, soft sound in the silence after that. We don't like to hear the dunk coming off the rim.
DeMarco misses the second one, and Xavier gets it back with a whistle and puts it back up there, but not before the whistle was blown. 57-56, fouls called against Adam Chavis on the boxing out.
I don't know if I agree with that one, Stu. Chavis went in here and got the ball up. Seemed pretty clean to me. Seemed all ball, and the box out seemed to be fine. But I don't know. The refs are seeing something different. Can't argue with the referees, though. We appreciate our officials down here at the Icebox here in Collins Center. Ain't that right, Stu?
5:05 to go, fans. Yeah, absolutely, Jet. But with 5 minutes to go, I think it's okay to scream at the officials.
True.
An opening night. And the
That's
first
what
one,
pay for.
The first one is good, and the score is tied 57 up as Chris Makoviak, who just entered the game, a 6'4" junior out of Eugene, not far from Ashland. And he makes the first one. The second one is up, and he misses the second one. But the rebound is taken by Thornton, who goes back outside. Long three ball on the way is deep. Down with it, Muldrow. 57 up. We're inside of 5 minutes. Now it's 5-on-4 as one of the SOUs hit the deck. All day on the way. On the way, three ball. Oh, in and out. Chavis missed it.
I'm telling you, that's not often you see Adam, well, you see, go ahead and Ray miss those free throws. Ray is usually pretty accurate. He's a sniper. And Adam Chavis goes, oh, almost the steal.
Oh, man, Chavis stole it away there for a second, and I thought it was going to be a backcourt penalty. The up and under attempted by SOU is no good, and it's hauled down by Ari Ivintosh. Foul is called against Makoviak, who made one of his two free throws a minute ago with 4:35 to go. The score is tied, fans, at 5:57 apiece, and Ari will go to the line. Ivintosh, who was stone cold in the first half, has a chance to do something good for the DUs right now.
Yes, sir. Ivintosh, as he steps up, he's definitely a difference maker in these games, Stu. We've seen it before.
Ari on the way, and that spins out. Man, oh, man.
I'm telling you, we're missing the free throws. It's killing us, Stu.
Yeah.
You got to get the free points. I don't know if we can say that many times. Maybe we should put a sign right here in front of our booth that says, get the free ones.
It's easier said than done, I guess, because you got the CalPAC Player of the Week. Last week, Ari Ivintosh, he makes a second one to put the Penguins up by one. But you have Adam Chavis, who's missed four in a row, CalPAC Player of the Year last year. So I think it's a little tougher than it looks. 58-57, 4.5 to go, fans. The clock rolls. SOU on offense. Penguins must defend. The Penguin fans demanding it. And now on the give and go inside, Jared Childs gets the bucket, and he's fouled.
And he's going to go ahead and get the N1. Childs is a real great athlete coming from Southern Oregon. I mean, the guy's pretty balling it up here. I mean, I know he definitely probably accounts for half of their offense right now. He's played such great basketball so far. And, I mean, the way this guy's playing, I'm real impressed, dude.
Jared Childs to the Lions fan, to the Lion fans. 59-58, Childs to put the SOUs up by two. And he bounces up and down, gets his balance perfectly, and nails the freebie. 60-58, that's a lot more than I can say the Penguins have been able to do from the free throw line. Not much free stuff going on for the DUs this game. So they're going to have to do it the hard way. Muldrow has it. He goes right side, has it ripped away for a second, but he gets it back. Oh, beautiful work. He flips it out to Ray Chavis on the way. Three ball short. Adam goes up for it. It's hauled down by SOU. Uh-oh, all alone under the hoop. And all alone is Humphrey Jackson on the clean getaway. Jackson was all alone, 62-58, and all of a sudden the Penguins trail by four, and we're at 3 minutes and 45 seconds. And Xavier runs into a, well, let's see, that was Childs. Xavier slams into him and gets a whistle. Both teams are in the double bonus, as you might imagine, fans, with all the whistle blowing tonight. Muldrow to go to the line to bring the Penguins within two.
Yes, sir. In this late in the game, that's when these points are crucial, Stu, as we say a million times. And we'll say it probably a million times again. You got to get the free throws, a.k.a. also known as free.
Let's see free if we can make it happen. Ari and Ray Chavis in the backcourt. Adam Chavis and Chris DeMarco stand at the side of the lane. And Xavier Muldrow on the line. Muldrow wears 34, Adam Chavis's old number. Chavis changed to 21. And Xavier, very just cool as a cucumber, the freshman knocks down the first one.
Yes, sir. Cool under fire is the way to be.
And the Penguins call timeout with 3:43 to go, fans. Its score is 62-59. And just a one game tonight. Of course, tomorrow night, Jet and I will be back, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. And now with the timeout, here is my partner, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. The Penguins are definitely behind in this second half. Not something we like to see very often, but I'm sure our Penguins, they haven't let us down many times before, and they're known to step back up in these games, so we're going to look forward to that. We're always reminding you
We know you're at this game. We see a lot of guys running around taking pictures. Go to Fast Frame. Expert picture framing. Same day service available. Also, if you need something, if you like that blingage, you like that little shine, I got my blinging earrings on tonight, you can go ahead and hit up Gold Rush Jewelers Jewelry Repair while you wait. And while you wait, you know where you should go? You should go to Puente's Taqueria. Get yourself one of the best burritos in town, Puente's Taqueria.
62-59 fan Xavier Muldrow back on the line to bring the Dominicans within two, and he misses this one. It bounces twice on the rim, and it's knocked out of bounds by Chris DeMarco. And they're going to give it's going to give SOU the ball back. And it looks like, let's see here. I'm not sure who. Oh, Corey Marr has returned for Southern Oregon. All right, in place of Makoviak. Got it. 3:39 to go. The clock rolls. SOU on top by three. Penguins led by 13 at the half, fans. That was the largest margin. They promptly coughed that up as soon as the second half got underway. And now they're trailing by three, the DUs. And the Dominicans are on defense now. And Ari Ivintosh comes in for the block. It's bumped out of bounds by Corey Marr. Ivintosh came over the top of the top of the offensive player coming in from the right side. I believe that was Humphrey Jackson. And Ivintosh just gave him the hack a shack.
Yes, sir. Ari Ivintosh going ahead knocking his stuff out. That weak stuff don't fly here in the icebox. If you want to score, you got to score that clean stuff. You're not going to get away with those little easy ones. We're always reminding you the Dominican Penguins are running up and down the court. And if you're ever in a run, it's good to hit up Tire Pros. Get those tires checked. Bridgestone and Firestone Tires, also the American Car Care Centers. You can go hit up Fred Arnold and Chris Arnold over there on 101 Irwin Street on San Rafael. Also, it's good to hit up those guys. I'm telling you, my tires need a little work. Also, if you're a little hungry, and I know I've been talking about Puente's Taqueria, but you can also hit Bobby's Cafe for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If the Penguins score 75 or more points, you get free appetizers. That's something good. I'm talking fish and shakes, Philly cheesesteaks, burgers. I'm hungry already, Stu. Hungry already. And best burgers in town. Need say more. Family-owned, proudly serving Marin County since 1993. Good burgers. Every type of burger you can think of. Just go down there and see. Get some. It's great stuff.
All right, fans. The end of the timeout has come. 3:18 to go. Can the Penguins pull this one out? Opening night basketball. High expectations, as always.
I didn't expect a nail biter in this first game, Stu, but if you look at my hands, they're bitten off.
Yeah, well, after the first half, I felt pretty comfortable. I can't believe I allowed myself to feel comfortable.
Yeah, we were kicking back, drinking water. Now,
that's right.
Our mouths are dry, and we're sitting here waiting for the game to wind down.
And it is winding down. We're coming up on 3 minutes exactly, and the Penguins trail by three, and running around with it is Jared Childs, and Childs is tripped by Ray Chavis. And that's Chavis' second, so he's in good shape considering there's 3:03 to go in this game. But Childs will go to the line, and the Raiders just keep getting opportunities to score. So we'll see what does what happens with Childs as Ray Trammell gets ready to come back in. On the way, Childs, he cans this one perfectly. That was a swish ball. Ryan comes back in place of Ray, so Tavani going with the big team.
Yes, sir. Tavani going with the big boys, hoping he can probably get in here, get some boards, get some defensive action going. It seems like Southern Oregon has been getting to the rim a little too easy, and we got to step back. We're down by four, and I'm not liking it, Stu.
Penguins trail by four now. It could be five if Childs gets this one to drop. It's on the way, and it does. And so DeMarco brings it in for the Penguins. The clock starts. 3 minutes now, fans. Xavier Muldrow able to bring it up. The Penguins cannot really afford too many mistakes at this point as Adam has it on the way. A long two ball, and that one goes down. Chavis. Boy, Chavis is so pure from the corner, from the elbow, I should say. Left side, 2:44 to go. Penguins trail by three, 64-61. And now Eli Thornton has it for the SOUs. 2.5 to go, fans. So Raiders are eating a little bit of the clock. Thornton now scissor legs, has it stolen away for a second. Ari, ball's loose. DeMarco falls on it. Ball's alive. Now Xavier gets in there to keep things under control. Humphrey Jackson's got it. They kick back outside to Thornton. Long three ball on the way. Could do it. No! 2:12 to go. Penguins trail by three. Xavier's got it. Xavier brings it up. He wants to do it himself. Xavier, oh, and a whistle and a Raider down. Looks like it's going to be Penguin ball. Foul's called on Corey Marr. And Corey Marr is gone, and that's a nice thing for the Penguins to see, because Marr is going to have to leave the stadium, Jet. And that's a beautiful thing, because Marr has been just rough on the Penguins.
I'm telling you.
That gives the Penguins a free timeout as well, because they have to go through all of the formality of having Marr exit the game, and that allows Tavani to get his five guys around him. Adam Chavis and DeMarco, along with Ryan Trammell and Xavier and Ari. So they have a little timeout. Sorry about that, Jet.
Go
as
ahead.
Marr leaves the house.
Yes,
good
sir,
riddance. 2:05 to go. And the Penguins are happy to see him go. Here's no, Ryan.
No doubt about it. No offense, but I'm happy to see him go as well, Stu. I mean, he's been tearing this up in this game.
He missed it. Oh, man. Ryan. No, Marr's been killing the Penguins tonight, of course. Now, see if Ryan can get this one to go. Oh, he missed that one, too, but Ari comes down with it. Ari on the... Oh, Ari with the scissor legs. 180, no. Adam back down with it off the glass.
Yes, sir.
Adam Chavis
yes,
gets
sir.
It to fall, and he gets the chance at the three-pointer. Chavis could tie it with 2:01 to go, and a timeout has been called by SOU.
Yes, sir. The Cal Poly Player of the Year coming through for us one more time. That's why we have Adam Chavis on here, number 21, kicking it and tearing it up. And I'm telling you, this is becoming a nail-biter, Stu.
Hold it, Jet. A technical foul has been called against, I think it's been called against Coach McDermott. Because Ari Ivantosh should go to the line. It's a T.
Okay. It is technical. And not a smart move by Southern Oregon's coaching staff. Looks like he doesn't quite agree with the ref on this one. Not going too good right here for Southern Oregon, but the Penguins are back in it.
All right, there's two fouls here. One, Adam Chavis is going to get that third point on the play, but a technical foul has been called against on the coaching staff, on Coach McDermott, it looks like. I think he was the only one up on his feet, so he's called for the tee. So there's going to be two fouls in play here to help the Penguins, and it could help the Penguins a lot. As the SOU fans are freaking out, they hate it. Ari Ivantosh will go to the line for the two freebies, Jet.
Yes,
then
sir.
Adam will get to go to the line to finish up that three-point play. It's 64-63 with 2:01 to go. The clock will not roll. And this one is in and out, and Ari missed another one. So Ivantosh back to the line.
Oh. This is killing me, Stu. I'm telling you.
Ivantosh spins the ball in his hand.
Let's
SOU
go,
fans
Ari.
Are screaming at him. On the way, Ivantosh, perfect. And Ivantosh ties it. Now Adam will get to go to the line. And I don't know if the Penguins are going to get the ball. If the ball is made here, I thought the Penguins got the point and possession for the tee. But not, I guess, if it's between, let's see, not if it's before the free throw. So Adam Chavis on the line will have a chance to put the D's up by one, should he make it. And he does.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Chavis gets it to go. 2:01 to go. Penguins by one. 2 minutes to go now, fans. Southern Oregon on offense. Penguins by one. Penguin bench is demanding defense. Penguin fans are freaking out, and the Penguin broadcasters are not far behind. Jared Childs got it. Now he gets it indoors to Humphrey Jackson. Humphrey Jackson goes up, misses, loose ball. Down with it, Ryan Trammell. 1:39 to go. Xavier's got it. Penguins by one, 65-64, after the technical foul is called on the coaching staff for SOU. Here's Ryan Trammell!
Yes,
buries a two ball. Trammell from within the paint puts the Penguins up by three. 1:27 to go. A very soft play there by Ryan Trammell.
This is the Dominican I'd like to see.
Xavier Muldrow.
Not happy about that call at all.
No.
Xavier comes up swinging, mad as ever.
And that was his fourth foul called against Muldrow.
And he is not happy about that. I'm not happy about that, Stu. Especially that Childs is at the line. Childs is having a great game. That's the last person we want to see at this point with 1:22 left.
67-64, and Jared Childs to the line. Penguin fans are stomping in the grandstands on the way, and he makes it perfectly. Nothing but the bottom of the net there, 67-65. DeUzel still at the end of the conclusion, if he makes this one, the Penguins will have the possession of the ball with about a minute and a half to go. It's on the way, and that one is good. And DeMarco brings it in. The Penguins are up by one. In the backcourt now is Muldrow. He brings it up right side. Muldrow is very spry in his legs. Timeout's been called now by head coach Brett Tavani. Jet 67-66 with 1:14 to go.
I'm telling you, it's a nail-biter, and this is when smart play comes into hand. This is when you have to be the smartest team on the court and go ahead and get that win. The Penguins are doing a good job here of going back and coming back when they needed to, and if they can show that tenacity and get through, which I believe they can, we can go ahead and get a W here for our first home game. We're always reminding you, if you love sports and you're an active person, you should hit up T&B Sports right there on 4th Street in San Rafael, California. T&B Sports has been a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics for a long time, I believe since 1946. Check them out online on www.tnbsports.com. Also, we're always reminding you guys, if you like good eats, you like good food, you should go ahead and visit 4th Street in San Rafael. Also, the Flat Iron, I believe it is. The Flat Iron Sports Bar and Food. You love sports. More sports than fits on a plate, they say. 9 TVs with the MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL, college, all the acronyms. UPN, CBS, CNN. You can go see it at the Flat Iron Sports Bar and Barbecue. The best sports, spirits, and food here in San Rafael, California. 10% discount all food items for Dominican students with ID.
By the way, fans, Alistair Flack is not playing tonight. I saw him at halftime. Jetty's got a bad hip flexor. So Jesse Mazar, head trainer, advised him to take a couple of games off. So Xavier's got it now on the inbounds. Penguins by one. We're coming up on 1 minute. Penguins are going to kill some of the clock. Chavis was pointing over toward DeMarco. He wanted DeMarco to get the ball. Here's Chavis now out on the left wing with some good footwork. We're inside of 1 minute, fans. The Penguins lead by one. Here's Chavis, six on the shot, five. Chavis now goes up, has it blocked away, a clean block. Ari had it for a second. It's 2-on-1. Penguins are on defense. Now on the outside, they slow it down. Humphrey Jackson's got it. 42 seconds to go. Southern Oregon on offense. Thornton's got the ball. 37 seconds. Penguins by one. Back over to Thornton, top of the key. 20 on the shot clock, 32 overhead. Thornton's got it. He goes up. Oh, it was tipped out of bounds by Ryan Trammell, who didn't even move. It's not a foul. It was simply blocked, but it went out of bounds. And now timeout has been called out by SOU.
Too tight, Stu. It's just too tight to handle. 67-66. And I hate when it's this tight, but we got my man Mr. Jot down there, a.k.a. Mike Wells, firing up his team, wishing he was on the court right now. I almost saw him get up and throw on a jersey. He was so hyped. But we're always finding you here at DU on radio.dominican.edu. @.edu to turn two into our other student program. We got great shows this year, Stu. We got Maya's Live Trip, a bilingual travel show in Chinese and English. We also have the All-Pro Sports Show starring yours truly and Mr. Jock, a.k.a. Mike Wells, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 2 p.m. We got Political Party for your best political banter. It's a great political year. Go Barack Obama, president. New president-elect, and we're loving it here at radio.dominican.edu. Great change. But Political Party, tune in here, righty. Talk about how much she can't stand who's president right now. And listen to Green Tea. Just go ahead and strut her stuff wearing her Barat T-shirt. So you can go ahead and tune into that. Also, if you need health, if you're a sports-minded person, we know you live healthy, you should go ahead and hit up DJ Cuddy on Let's Talk Health with DJ Cuddy, only on radio.dominican.edu.
67-66, fans, 28.3 seconds to go in this one. It's anybody's ball game. Penguins lead by one, but it's SOU's ball right under the hoop. Way off to our left on the southern end of the Conlin Center. SOU's got the ball. They've got 5 seconds to bring it in. 2-1. Up. Off the glass. No. Loose ball. DeMarco comes down with it. Who's got it? Ray Chavis. Whistle. Penguin ball. 23
yes,
seconds. It was a jump ball, and on the possession arrow, the DU's come up with it.
And that's why DeMarco comes here to Dominican. That's why he brought him. He's such a great player. Difference makers is what Dominican has brought. Savani, Coach Savani is doing a great job with his recruiting, and I'm loving it here. Still a nail biter, though. 23 left. The score is killing me still.
Shot clock is off, fans. 23 seconds. The Penguins. Oh, no! It was inbounds to Chavis, and he muffed it. It got away from him. 18 seconds.
Come
the
on,
Penguins are on defense. Humphrey Jackson
defense.
Goes in left side. Nobody. DeMarco comes down with it and a whistle. DeMarco with the rebound after Chavis muffed it on the inbounds. Foul is called against Southern Oregon, Chris Makowiak. And the Penguins with the luckiest moment of the night.
Yes, sir.
It could have gone either way after Chavis had it bump right off of his chest on the inbounds from DeMarco. DeMarco flung it in. Chavis expected to be fouled on the inbounds. And he looked up on it, Jet, and DeMarco to the line.
So Chavis usually gets those balls. It's not much to see.
Oh, DeMarco on the line with an air ball. Think there's any pressure on him, Jed? He airballed it with 11.
He can make it, though. He's been pretty good at the free throw line all day.
Oh, he missed this one. 11 seconds. This one is no good. 10 across the middle. Here comes Southern Oregon. Penguins, they lead by one. Southern Oregon's got it. 4 seconds. 3, 2, Humphrey Jackson on the way down. Ari Armentas with the rebound.
Woo!
0.4
yes,
seconds.
Sir.
Humphrey Jackson had the free look.
Yes, sir.
He had the free shot at it from the left side, and Ari Armentas gets the rebound and the foul. Ari will go to the line, 0.4 seconds to go.
I call him AI, baby. He goes up like a beast and tears down the board, goes ahead, beats his chest, and says, yes, sir, you know it's me, AI, in the building, Mr. 112, all day.
See if Ari can make something happen here. He had a cold first half, and this one he missed by 3 feet short. It barely grazed the rim. There's still almost a half a second on the clock as the Penguins move everybody up into the forecourt now except for Ryan Trammell, who hangs in the back. Ari now with the second one. I'll tell you what, if he misses this one, there's going to be a rebound and a long fly ball if the Penguins don't come down with it. On the way it goes. So, timeout has been called by Dominican with a half a second to go, Jet.
Yes, sir. And a way to climb back in there. I'm loving the play of Ari. He was cold in the first half, but he came in the second half, guns blazing, trying to get the win either which way for his team, and I'm loving it here. I'm telling you, this Dominican basketball team is doing great. Keep in mind, Stu, we are missing two very valuable starters in Mike Wells and Alistair Flatt. Guys are not on the court, and we're playing great ball. So we're going to most likely go away with the win in this game. And I got to tell you, I'm nothing but excited for the rest of the season. When these guys get back and get back in uniform or able to play, it's going to be real exciting. But so far, this game is real great. I'm loving it right now. Coach Shivani is just being a strategical genius so far in the way how he's managing these Penguins, and we're tearing it up. And I'm telling you, all we have to do is tighten up, play our good defense, play the way we know how to play, Stu, and we should walk away with this one. 0.4 seconds, unless you're Derek Fisher. Unless you're Derek Fisher playing the San Antonio Spurs a few years ago in the playoffs. You're not making this one, I don't believe. So I'm going to go ahead and say Dominican wants to get this win. Just waiting a few seconds to see what's going on.
And the only way the Penguins can screw this up is by fouling on the inbounds. There's 0.4 seconds left. So they're going to play the backcourt heat pretty heavy, obviously. The Raiders have 90 feet to go in less than half of a second. So let's see what happens. They've got 5 to go. There's the whistle. 4, 3, inbounds, long inbounds. It's a Hail Mary. Tapped out of bounds. Ball's live. Mark Lewis bats it out of bounds. And that's game, fans.
Mark Lewis, the Iron Man, goes ahead and goes up and gets it. That's what I'm going to call him from now on. He had a solid game, rock solid. Tears it up. Our DU Penguins come away with the win here in the first home game, a close one. A little too close for comfort if we go ahead and get it done. Everybody playing their role. Most of all, I can't really complain about this game other than our free throw shooting. I thought we did pretty good, Stu.
68,
and I'm really loving it.
68-66. That was a good game. Man, it went back and forth, back and forth. The Penguins leading by 13 at the half. Managed to be trailing by only as many as 2 at the most. Oh, by 4 at one point, I think, Jet. And then back and forth the second half, and they end up on top, 68-66, your final. That makes the Penguins 2-1 in the 08-09 basketball campaign. Jet and I will be back with you tomorrow night at 5:30 as the Penguin women are back. Opening night for the Penguin women tomorrow night here at the Conlin Center. And then the men will be back at 7:30. Tip-off is OIT, the number one ranked NAIA Division II basketball team, men's basketball team in the country.
It's
comes
gonna
into
be a
the Conlin
burner.
Center. That's right. It's always nice to get the Penguins up against the number one team and see how you stack up, since that's what the Penguins are gunning for. For
yes,
Jed Jackson, for the rest of the communications department, Stuart Horn with you. Signing off, Penguins win 68-66. See you tomorrow night.
All right.
All right.